Let me break it down for you.
All the shit you need to know.
You have my undivided attention.
This is what happens when the government interferes with business. Government is bad. Business is good. Free market.
You just babble about defense budgets in the United Nations and then you pass out.
Right here on the Splainers podcast.
I can explain.
Girls run the world.
As much as we want this to be true, unfortunately, the world is run by money. Over the years, money has contributed to this thing called globalization. So on this episode of Splainers, we'll be finding out what is globalization and how it affects you. Globalization is the ongoing process that is linking people, neighborhoods, and countries via the food we eat, the clothing we wear, the music we listen to, and the ideas we hold. This interconnectedness can be referred to as the global village, where the barriers of national and international become less relevant and the world becomes one marketplace. This process is driven economically by trade between countries, technologically by the latest gadgets, your favorite shows and media, and human means like multiculturalism and tourism. So yes, your Kentucky tour that you don't really remember affects the global economy.
All right, party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
With globalization being driven by trade, it can lead to many already wealthy nations continuing to grow. But in finance, we usually see a give and take relationship. If we see the US is growing, other nations will shrink. Did you know that the collected national incomes of Jamaica, Nepal, Ecuador, Georgia, and Sudan are equivalent to the personal wealth of Microsoft owner Bill Gates?
Let me hear you say, that ain't right.
That ain't right.
It ain't right.
But how is Australia affected by globalization? Australia has heaps of natural resources. So much, we can't use all of it. Therefore, we sell the surplus to other countries that have a demand for the resources, giving us 6.5 billion customers.
Anything off the trolley, dears?
No, thanks. I'm all set. We'll take the lot.
Australia's main exports have come from our primary industry. Our primary industry accounts for approximately 50% of our exports. This is minerals, agriculture, and meat. The other 50% is machinery and food products. Australia has taken the economic side of globalization in their stride, being one of the largest exporters in the world. The money we get from this trade is a huge part of our economy, making our nation pretty stable. How has Australia's culture changed due to globalization?
I'll just have a cup of coffee.
Beer it is.
No, I said coffee.
Beer.
Coffee.
B-E-E-R.
C-O.
B-E-E-R.
Every person who lives in Australia, with exception of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians, is either a migrant or a descendant of a migrant. The 2016 census shows that 49% of Australians had either been born overseas or one of both parents had been from overseas as well. This can be seen in its simplest form within the Aussie food culture. We have such a diverse range of restaurant culture. You can walk down the street with Italian, Thai and Nepalese cuisines available. We only have globalisation to thank for that. I'm Liam Somerville, and thanks for listening to this episode of Splainers.
This episode of the Splainer podcast was written, recorded, and produced by Liam Somerville from the Next Podcast team.